Ellen Page, the star of Juno, is up for an Oscar this weekend. If you've been following this year's Oscar competition, you've probably noticed something a little odd about the nominees. There's hardly a blockbuster among them. It's been a great year for quirky, edgy movies, and the Hollywood establishment is embracing that. I had the opportunity to talk to some of the directors whose movies are nominated, Sean Penn, Todd Haynes, Marjan Satrapi, and Julian Schnabel. There's a kind of a thread that ties their four films together. They're all true stories, and they're all, in their very different ways, about the quest for personal freedom. First, the director Todd Haynes and I were talking about I'm Not There, his Bob Dylan biopic. In particular, why Dylan repeatedly told lies about the details of his life.
Freedom is freedom from identity. Freedom is freedom to not be yourself and to enter fully your loves and obsessions and let them change you. And in a way, that is a truly American thing. You know what I mean? We are this culture of self-invention. We invented our own country. But what's so frustrating about it is that it's intensely unreflective and analytical because it is so much about committing to the moment that you're in.
And we gazed upon the chimes of freedom flashing.
Into the Wild is about a kid in the 1990s who took the spirit of the 1960s and committing to the moment to the extreme. I asked the director, Sean Penn, about the book that his movie is based on.
I grabbed it, had my lunch, went home, and ended up reading it cover to cover twice in a row. I felt like I'd stumbled on a story that had everything that I was looking for, everything that felt worth telling, not the least of which was the American landscape that I've had a lifelong love affair with, and a person using it to find their own authenticity and freedom. And so all of those things seemed ripe for a movie.
Just wild.
Yes.
Just, what are you doing when we're there? Now you're in the wild.
Just,
what are you doing?
You're just living, man. You're just there in that moment, in that special place and time.
Yeah.
Getting out of this sick society.
Our society!
Society, man!
Society!
Society! Society!
Society!
Society! You know? Society!
In Julian Schnabel's movie, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, the real-life hero is struggling to imagine freedom and redefine his humanity. He's a totally paralyzed patient in a French hospital who summons the will to write a memoir.
Jean-Dominique Bauby was not a great artist before his accident, but because he was reporting back from this vantage point in this place in between life and death, he was able to tell people how to live. It made him a great artist.
Persepolis is about a rambunctious girl searching for freedom in Iran, and it is the real-life story of filmmaker Marjan Satrapi. Satrapi means her film to humanize the people of this so-called terror state.
Rising up, back on the street, did my time, took my chances.
If you forget that these people, they have brother and sister and father and mother, and hope, and they like to make love and, you know, eat ice cream and go to the movie. If they understand that, then it becomes way more difficult, because suddenly it's not just the enemy, it's just one person, just like us. If this can be understood, you know, I have reached the biggest goal of my life, and I don't have more pretension than that.
You can hear more from Marjan Satrapi, Julian Schnabel, Sean Penn, and Todd Haynes online at studio360.org. Their films are all up for Academy Awards this weekend. In a minute, a child of Vietnamese immigrants finds her voice. This is Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.
Never glimpsed romance.